Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have four guests joining me this morning to talk about drama, debate, and forensics. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Good morning.
I love a full house. I have joining me this morning from Sitka High School, Michael Boos and Jesse Bartels, and from Mount Edgecombe, I have Donovan Groulet and Doug McClanahan. Did I say everyone's name correctly?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I love an audience. So I'm going to start with Donovan. Where were you this weekend?
We were at Anchorage for state DDF tournament.
And is this the big, the Oscars of the DDF?
It's like, it's amazing. It's like the Oscars.
This is the end. This is where all your hard work went towards. And what did you perform there?
I did a solo acting piece, which was me. I was a preacher, a black preacher. And I did a duo interp, which was a married couple piece. And I did a reader's theater with Doug, which was Piggy Pie, which is a children's story.
That's some nice variety.
Yeah.
And how well did you two do with your duo?
I didn't final in my duo, but I finaled in my solo. I got third place.
So you inspired the congregation?
Yeah.
Very good. And Doug, tell us about the pieces that you performed.
Yeah, so I did a dramatic interpretation from the book Flowers for Algernon by Daniel Keyes. It's about a mentally handicapped man that has a surgery that turns him into a genius, but then he deteriorates back about just as fast as he got smart and runs away and goes away. I hope I didn't spoil the book for anybody, but
we'll just call this the Cliff Notes interview.
Yeah. And then I did a duet called Newscast Live by a group of comedians called the Skit Guys, and it's about just a dysfunctional newscast room, and I play an anchor with a really ditzy female co-anchor, and we try to watch all of our pieces on a screen, but we don't have video clips of them, so we have to act them out.
Oh, that sounds very engaging.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Sounds like a very fun piece. Now to Sitka High. Michael, tell us about the types of things that you performed in. You did a solo, duet, duo.
Yeah. So my solo was basically an actor forgetting his lines, which is a hilarious piece. I basically get to stand in front of a judge and just say or which is really handy when you're first learning it, because then if you actually forget a line, you can just say or until you remember it, and it still works with the piece.
Nice strategy.
My duet was with Jesse Bartels, and we played two people waiting in a therapist waiting room, and we kind of hit it off and start talking, and that's an enjoyable piece. It's very sweet. And then I play a mayfly, and it's basically these mayflies, you know, getting together and having an evening together. Hilarious piece.
What is a mayfly?
A mayfly is a type of insect that basically lives in its, like, fly form for about 24 hours. They're very common in, like, Europe area.
Yeah, short and sweet.
Yeah, so it's definitely a hilarious piece. It's basically the mayflies finding out they're only going to live 24 hours.
Wow, live in the present.
Yeah.
Jesse, tell us about your pieces.
I did a solo, which was about a girl freaking out about having to start dating again. I get to smear makeup all over my face. It's quite fun. And my DI was about Judy Garland and how her life was not what it seemed. And then my duet with Michael, he explained it pretty well. But, yeah, it was a good time.
So you mentioned DI. What does that mean?
It stands for a dramatic interpretation. You can either be very sad with it or just plain dramatic. It offers a lot of variety in what you can do with the piece.
And you did Judy Garland, who could have gone either way.
Exactly.
Could have gone
yeah.
very sad or very joyful. And
oh, exactly, yeah.
That's very exciting. And you also had, I don't know, with all performers, it gets very frightening if you get sick.
Oh, exactly, yeah.
and you're just slowly getting over a cold.
Yeah, I just got I got sick the day after state, which thank God it was after state, and yeah.
And the adrenaline probably got you through it, and then the body said, "You can relax."
Enough is enough, yeah.
So I've mentioned this in past interviews too. It takes a lot of energy, and you're doing multiple pieces, learning things. Donovan, tell us about how do you mentally and physically prepare?
I just breathed.
That's very important. No, breathing. Breathing is completely underestimated.
Yeah, you know, you take like really deep breaths before you go in. And also, I think, you know, just you have to be prepared mentally, and you can do that with your teammates and all of that. You do like little games, like we do games before we go in and stuff, so that really helps.
Okay, Doug, how you get in the zone?
Well, my mental prep kind of starts before the trip when I'm thinking and hoping and praying that the plane gets canceled so we can't go on the trip, because I'm usually really scared and nervous and frustrated about missing school because I leave a lot for other reasons. And so but then once I get there, you know, I just kind of close my eyes and shake a lot and play a lot of games and just kind of focus and think about my piece and kind of go over how my piece goes and really just focus in on the fact that I need to win this judge over if I want to do well.
Indeed. So we now know the going into the game, so to speak. Michael, after you've prepped, you've done your performance, how do you come down from it? I mean, the energy, and sort of, do you retire the piece you worked on? Do you keep it with you like a good song?
Well, sadly, at the end of the year, once you've done your final meet or you've, you know, finished state, that's basically the end of the line for your piece. So you get this really, really great piece. It's really top notch and you really, really love it. And then it just it's over. You get back from Anchorage and you're like, I'm never going to perform this again. It's kind of sad.
Yeah. And Jesse, you're a senior this year?
Yes, that's correct.
So a lot of these pieces, it was farewell. Is there something that you wish that you could perform again?
Honestly, I think it's been a very good run this year. I remember the first time me and Michael sat down in my house and read over our duet, and that was like months ago, and it's crazy now to think, wow, I'm never going to perform those again. But all's well that ends well, really. It was good, a good time. And I think that's totally fine if I don't perform it again, because I know that we did really well and we tried our best. I tried my best.
That's good. Do you guys want to give a shout out to any of your other schoolmates who might have performed well at this DDF tournament?
Ryan and Emma, your mime was awesome. Congratulations on first.
This may sound cheesy to say, but I think all of our team members did extraordinarily well. A lot of them, it was their first state meet. And we only brought 12 people, and we collectively as a school won the drama sweepstakes, debate sweepstakes, and the overall sweepstakes, which I think is an astonishing feat considering last year we had another sweep, but they were mostly the seniors from last year. And I think that it was extraordinary that we came back and said, you know, here's our chance to do well again, and we did. So I think everybody did an extraordinary job of doing well.
Terrific. And Donovan, this is your first year in DDF and your last year because you're graduating.
Yeah. I should have joined earlier, honestly.
He wanted to play basketball.
It's okay. There's room for everything.
Yeah.
And is there a shout out you want to make to the other DDF team members for Mount Edgecombe?
Yeah. I want to say... really congratulations to my partner, Annalisa Mall. She was my duet partner at state and throughout the tournament. We also tried to debate together a few times, and she's just done a marvelous job throughout all of her years in DDF, and she worked really hard this year and put on a great show. This was her first time ever really doing a funny piece, and she'd been wanting to for a long time, and she nailed it. I was really proud of her.
That's terrific.
Like Jesse, I want to, you know, thank everybody, like make a shout out to the whole team, because... I mean, you know, like, there was only five of us, so, I mean, we did, you know, we took second in forensics, and that was really big for our school, so our DDF team is really moving along really well over these years.
That's fantastic. And maybe we should give a shout out to your coaches.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Okay, you want to, Mount Edgecombe's coaches are?
Yeah, Marcy Drake, and our assistant coach was Allie Barnes, and they put up a lot, put up with a lot this season, you know, between crazy freshmen and a bunch of us diva upperclassmen trying to figure out what we're going to do for the season, you know. And they were really encouraging, you know. The best, you know, the greatest things were to hear right before we'd go into a round at state. You're amazing. You're talented. It's going to be a great run through of this. And so they were just really encouraging. So thank you.
Terrific. Yeah. And Michael, who were your coaches?
Our head coach is Stephanie Esk. She's been great. Love her. This is her third year doing coaching DDF, and this is her first year as head coach, and she's just done an amazing job. We all love her. There's her husband, Cassidy Patineau, who's amazing. He's been helping the debaters and speakers really get some good professional stuff. And then we have Eve Arp, who's our other coach, and she's just been great. They're all great. We love them all.
They're amazing.
Well, I'd like to thank all my guests for coming in to telling us about the Drama Debate Forensics Tournament in Anchorage. Congratulations to all of you.
Thank you.